Diego Rodriguez, tell me what you do at IDEO.
What I do at IDEO is we have an initiative called Design for Business, which is something that we've been doing about 18 months or so, and it's a kind of a natural evolution of how things have been moving at IDEO, which is kind of always expanding our frame of reference, and it's what Tim and Bill talked about today of moving from the product to, you know, the experience around the product to the, how the systems that take the product to market and all of those things. So Design for Business is just another way of making sure that we're designing for the right set of constraints. So if you don't consider the business aspects of the thing you're designing, it'll probably have less of a chance of doing well in the market. And because you know, both us and our all of us at IDEO and all of our clients want to have an impact on the world, then things that sell well tend to have more of an impact. Not just sell well, but things that get accepted by society and cross the chasm, all of those things. We feel, you know, if you take a more intentional approach to getting something across the chasm, it would probably have a better chance of doing so.
So what kinds of things do you analyze and test and look at to get a product across that chasm?
Well, it can be as simple as, you know, understanding, you know, who is it that we're targeting with this product, and knowing that it's, for example, you know, if it's a technology product, just knowing that we're not designing it for the person who walks around with total Wi-Fi and something in their ear and surfs the web 24 hours a day, that we're designing it for someone who's never been on the web before or thinks that Google is the same thing as a web browser. And knowing that may be enough for a designer to kind of focus their design activities on something that will cross the chasm more easily. So it can be as simple as that, or it can be as complex as really understanding the whole layout of an industry, who's making money where, and how might we expand the pie for everyone involved rather than just for our client. We might say, hey, you know, instead of viewing yourself as at the center of a solar system, maybe you're part of an ecosystem, and if we take a non-zero approach to this whole thing, we can actually make everything better for everyone. So
you work directly with your clients on that kind of thing. If you're interested in taking a product beyond what the client's idea for it was in order to, you know, make it more universal, have options.
Exactly. And if you look at what IDEO historically has done, it's always been this emphasis on people. And we always thought the people were the people using the products. And now what we're doing, which is very interesting, is looking inside of client companies and saying, who are all the people who need to believe in this initiative in order for it to work, and understanding their needs and designing with those in mind, and also looking at people in that industry and saying, you know, what are the needs of your channel partners, and do we need to design it differently, or how might we think about making sure that they're part of the solution as well? And so when you take that approach, you're just designing things more appropriately, and it almost seems it can really seem hard to know how you would do it otherwise once you've done it that way. It's kind of like that. It's a logical evolution of designing for people.
And you, I understand, have a pretty popular design blog. Can you tell me about that?
I have a blog about design thinking, which is called Metacool. And it's a place...
Meta, like M-E-T-A?
M-E-T-A-C-O-L. So C-O-O-L, cool. So Metacool, beyond cool, or super cool, or whatever you want to call Meta, but it's metacool.com, and it's a place for me personally to explore issues around design thinking where it meets business. So it's kind of about marketing and design and making cool stuff and making stuff that does well in the world. So you
go out and look at other people's products. You talk about stuff you guys are doing at IDEO.
Yeah, it's kind of a personal thing for me. So I don't really view it as, I'm talking about things that I might be thinking about IDEO, but it's never about IDEO work. And it's a good chance for me to just engage in a dialogue with other people thinking about this in the world too, and hear from people. I get the most amazing emails from people that, I was just teaching a class at the D School, at the design school at Stanford, which was about infectious marketing and how might you design something to make it spread. So what we were just talking about. And I got an email from a professor in Dubai. I've never been to Dubai. And he said, hey, this is amazing. I've been teaching a course kind of like this for 5 years. and could we share some ideas? And for me, that was just a magical moment because it's that one-to-one conversation, and I would never have met the guy.
And you're just putting it out in the world, and then it comes back.
I'm doing something that I just love doing, and so it's really easy. And people always ask, you know, I have a young daughter, and I have a wife who's a busy person too, and I have my job at IDEO, and I teach at Stanford. So, how do you find the 10 minutes to do a little blog post? And for me, it's just energizing because it pulls everything together and it makes everything work that much better. So much of the stuff we work on when we're designing things is, there's a very analytic part of it, but a lot of it is also this kind of, you know, this creative part of your brain. And if writing is a good way to tap into it, fantastic. And, you know, Bill pointed out in the talk today a really good point that, you know, prototypes, it's easy to think of them as a piece of plastic that's made in a machine shop. But I view my writing and my blog as a way for me to prototype some big ideas about design and business. And, you know, the best thing for me is I'll be walking down a hallway at IDEO and someone will say, hey, man, I don't know about that post you wrote yesterday. And we'll talk about it and we'll advance it for me. It's like the person from Dubai. How would I have known they cared?
I like that idea of a blog as a way of prototyping and getting, like, yeah, testers.
It's a sandbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a verbal sandbox. So if that's your thing, that's why I think podcasts are a great extension of it. I'm a big believer. I was at BloggerCon when, you know, like Adam Curry did his podcast thing. It's like my Woodstock. I think my kids will be proud of me, baby.
So just to end, what are you working on right now at IDEO?
I can't talk about the things I'm working on for clients, but in general, I'm working on things that are really the strategic conversations about what do we do next, how do we get to that organic growth, how do we cross the chasm, and doing business design, really, is what we're doing.
Well, Diego, thank you so much for being
you.
On the podcast.
And thanks for being here.
Okay.